Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 16 of the From the Outside with Sarah C. podcast. I am Sarah Crosscut, the host and creator of this podcast and the owner and facilitator of From the Outside, a series of plant and nature-based lessons that helps us to cultivate a deeper relationship to the natural world, ourselves, and each other. In addition, I am a published environmental writer. My work has been included in several anthologies published by Plants and Poetry Journal, www.plantsandpoetry.org, and Wild Roof Journal, www.wildroofjournal.com. You can learn more and find links on my website, www.fromtheoutsidellc.com. To my regular listeners, I apologize for the delay in getting this episode up. It's probably over a month late. November was a very busy month for me. I welcomed my second grandson at the beginning of November, and then the germs from grandson number one took me down with a nasty cough for a good 30 days. So I think I can manage this recording without a sniffle or a cough, let's hope. I hope all of you are managing to stay healthy during the holiday season. In this podcast, season one, we have explored the Fairy Circle Way, a means of cultivating our purposeful and intentional relationship with nature, inspired by the magic of this naturally occurring phenomenon. A fairy circle or fairy ring is observed in nature when mushrooms, the fruiting bodies of fungi, emerge from underground and create a visible ring. Inspired by this magical circle, I have developed a model that helps us connect more purposefully and intentionally to nature. My fairy circle model is a sphere that extends above ground and below ground. It is here where we find our interconnection to all things. Above ground, through our time in nature, in silence, solitude, and stillness, we tap into our feelings and emotions, our ring of mushrooms that create our fairy circle on the forest floor. Below ground, from our ring of visible mushrooms, are seven fruiting bodies of feelings and emotions: beauty, joy, love, gratitude, wonder, awe, and peace. We find our interconnectedness, kinship, harmony, and balance. We also unearth our sense of belonging, purpose, and part in the natural world. In past podcast episodes, I have discussed each of the seven fruiting bodies individually and shared simple activities to help listeners connect more purposefully and intentionally to these feelings and emotions while spending time in nature. You may want to listen to any previous episodes you may have missed to get the full scope and idea of the fairy circle model as a means of purposefully and intentionally connecting to nature. In this episode 16, we continue our exploration into our deeper connections that we began in episode 12 with kinship, episode 13 harmony, episode 14 balance, and episode 15 purpose. In this episode 16, we conclude our examination into the fairy circle model of purposeful and intentional connections with nature as we explore the ultimate connection to the natural world, ourselves, and each other, our sense of belonging. Belonging is a sense of deep connection. Our belongingness can be to a place, a group of people in various settings or relationships, work, social or intimate, nature, and most importantly, to ourselves. In nature, we see many examples of how belonging, a connection to others, is important. Animals form large groups like herds, flocks, or schools to protect members of the group from predators, to acquire food, to defend their territory, or to raise their young. Stands of trees in the forest connected to fungal mycelia form a deeply connected, interconnected communication network. This network includes hub trees, or more lovingly referred to as mother trees, that send carbon, nitrogen, nutrients, and biochemical warning signals to other trees of various species. Although the behaviors in plants and animals are a bit different than humans, connection is an important factor in survival and growth. There are several theories that support the significance and evolution of the human nature connection. One of the most well-known theories is that of biophilia. The word actually means life-loving or life-attracting. This theory was introduced by psychologist Eric Fromm, but brought to the forefront by biologist Edward O. Wilson. The theory suggests that humans have an innate genetic affinity towards all living things, all living species, that our instinctive draw to nature inspires and sustains us as we seek to nurture all living things. Perhaps it is the intuitive molecular foundation to our deep sense of belonging to the larger living system. Some of this connection many of us have lost. Psychologist Abraham Maslow theorized a set of requirements that are necessary for humans to achieve well-rounded development and ultimately a level of high personal growth and potential, which Maslow referred to as self-actualization. He created a pyramid, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which addresses these requirements in a series of progressive levels. The first level, the largest foundational level, is physiological. Things like food, water, air, shelter, sleep, are basic survival needs that need to be met before we can move up to the next level. The second level is safety needs like security, order, and stability. As those needs are met, we can move up to the third level, which is love and belongingness. Maslow describes this level of needs as the first level of social needs. It is the desire for interpersonal relationships and connections with others. He gives the examples of friendship, intimacy, trust, acceptance, and the giving and receiving of love and affection. Beyond level three, there are two more levels of needs that need to be met before self-actualization. Belonging is just beyond survival and safety. It is a necessary feeling for humans to thrive. I believe our sense of belonging to ourselves is of utmost importance. It is in our deep relationship with our authentic self where we discover our purpose, acknowledge our unique place in the universe, and cultivate our connections with others from an open heart space filled with gratitude, love, joy, wonder, beauty, peace, and awe. We celebrate our belonging to ourselves first, radiating to the relationships around us to grow our belongingness to the collective and the larger system. But how do we grow our sense of belonging? One way is through cultivating our relationship with nature. She and all that belong to the natural world are our kin. Connecting purposefully and intentionally with nature deepens our attachment to our authentic self, our essence, our voice. It opens us up to the wisdom and lessons offered by the world of which we are an integral part. This relationship is the foundation to our sense of belonging and purpose. As a child, if you have listened to other episodes of this podcast, you know, I grew up in a somewhat chaotic household. Although my father spent lots of time with us on the weekends, skiing, sailing, and participating in other outdoor recreational activities, I remember him working long hours during the week. My mom was difficult to live with. She loved from a wounded, unhealed heart. She loved us fully and the best way she knew how. But she was emotionally unavailable and volatile. As an overweight child, I was also bullied relentlessly by other kids my age. So deep belonging to other humans was something I longed for as a child. I lacked, but I longed for, and I still do as an adult. My relationship with nature began at a young age. I spent all the hours I could outdoors. I felt peaceful, safe, supported, and unconditionally loved. I could freely express my emotions and feelings without judgment or punishment. I could hear my own voice. This feeling of disassociation to humans remained through the tumultuous middle and high school years. In fact, I hated high school so much that after taking every life science course that was offered, I graduated early at 17 and began my college career. My sense of belonging grew a bit as I connected with other biology majors and those who love the outdoors as much as I did. But nonetheless, my deepest connection was not with people. It was with nature. Over time and through life's ups and downs, that relationship and sense of belonging has deepened. I have shared my love and reverence for nature with my children and my grandson. And as my second grandson gets a little bit older, I will share it with him as well. There is no expectation or judgment in the natural world. You immerse yourself in the experience, observe, connect, and learn. Not so with humans. There is often so much disappointment and let down when we interact with other people because of our unmet expectations and misunderstood or lack of communication. Often our connections feel unstable, our sense of belonging provisional. With that said, this is my perspective, my view from my life experiences. Maybe this deep sense of belonging to nature stems from my extensive understanding of natural systems and how they work, their form and function, relationships, and how they are so like humans. The vessels in a vascular plant and blood vessels in the human body. The reverse equations of photosynthesis and cellular respiration. The branching of a tree in the branching of a human lung. The rings of trees and the rings of a human fingerprint. But humans can often be cryptic, and nature conceals nothing. It is raw and exposed. If you sit with her, she will reveal to you what you need to know. She is non-judgmental. With nature, we are free to be a purposeful and integral part of the larger system, regardless of how we identify, who we love, what we do, where we come from, where we live, the color of our skin, or the size of our body. We can explore and tap into our feelings and emotions of gratitude, love, beauty, joy, wonder, awe, and peace without judgment. As we deepen our relationship to our authentic self through nature, we grow our confidence in who we are, why we are here, and what is our purpose. We can more easily acknowledge and affirm in our relationships with others and our part in the larger natural system. We are all connected. Each of us is significant and seeking our place, our purpose, and our belongingness. So, I'm a huge fan of the TV series Alone. Recently, I watched season 9, which takes place in Labrador, Canada. And the premise of the show is 10 people are dropped off in a remote area with 10 items they choose to bring with them to live. They must hunt a simple bow and arrow only, or traps. They can't bring a gun. They have to fish, forage, or trap food. They build a shelter, and they are completely isolated from other humans. And the last contestant who stays the longest, wins $500,000. So they all have access to water and forested areas. So each parcel of land is supposed to be equal in resources. The challenge begins mid-September, and contestants know they will have to withstand the frigid temperatures and snow of transitioning from fall to winter. Most of the contestants outside of alone live a minimalist lifestyle. They live simply hunting, fishing, foraging, and cultivating their food. Some teach primitive survival skills. A few live alone in remote isolated areas. But in this season particularly, this group of 10 seems so highly skilled to successfully complete the challenge. As I was watching, I was also thinking about this podcast episode. As they interviewed the contestants, I noticed a common thread. Most had grown up in tumultuous households, and they turned to nature for their refuge and respite. They felt a sense of safety and belonging in nature, and over time had developed these amazing skills, including the ability to remain mentally strong when isolated from other humans. Most had deep feelings of beauty, joy, peace, and gratitude for the landscape and the resources that nature provided them while they were there during the competition, during the show. They adapted to the landscape and integrated themselves into the larger landscape of pretty harsh area of Canada. They knew their limitations physically and mentally. And although elated to return to their loved ones, the contestants who had to tap out early were sad to leave a landscape where they felt a connection and a sense of belongingness. I feel like they had cultivated a solid foundation of belonging to themselves, their authentic selves. This group of contestants had an amazingly high level of self-awareness and fortitude. And in addition to their deep connection to the natural world, the solitude and silence from other humans deepened their connection to the natural world and themselves. So the fact that they were alone actually made them realize and be grateful for the relationships that they had left to pursue this competition. So here we are. Another holiday season is upon us, and many of us sit with our significant sense of unbelonging. Perhaps we find ourselves without one of our people, a partner, a parent, a sibling, a friend. Those who lack the feeling of deep connection to others may struggle. They may feel left out and alone, even when surrounded by a group of people. This particular time in nature, the cycle and rhythm that we're in, the time between the winter solstice and the spring equinox, a time of rest and quiet, is an opportune time to spend a little time alone outdoors. The quiet, the cold, or warmth, depending upon where you live, the stillness. It can be as simple as a sunrise or a sunset on your porch. Breathe deeply or look up. You belong. You belong to the larger system. This is your space and time in the universe. Find your sense of belonging with nature and yourself, releasing your judgment, your expectations of yourself and others. We are all of us, every single one, connected to something greater. So as always, I leave you with a simple practice. So I encourage you to grab a notebook, a little journal, and a writing utensil to make sure that you write these things down so that if you begin a practice, a daily practice, you can start to see those patterns and remember the things that you've noticed as you participate in these activities. So here's a couple of suggestions to deepen your sense of belonging. Do something outdoors, outside of your comfort zone. Maybe rock climbing or snow skiing, plant a winter garden, or something else you've always wanted to do. Obviously, stay within your abilities. Do not try anything risky without the support of those that know what they are doing. You could even sleep outdoors in your own backyard. Notice your feelings and emotions and journal your experience when you are finished. Do you feel a deeper sense of belonging with nature? And describe your feelings. So this could be as simple too as stargazing. Maybe you've never really stayed up late and stayed out, or pay attention to the moon cycle. So just pick something that maybe you haven't done before and really connect to it. And then journal the feelings. Are you feeling a deeper sense of belonging with nature? The second idea is to buy a houseplant. Go houseplant shopping. Or maybe you have friends that have a lot of houseplants and they can take some cuttings and root those cuttings for you. Find one that speaks to you. Connect with it, nurture it, care for it, and journal how caring for this plant makes you feel. Do you feel a deeper sense of belonging with nature? And then keep a journal. Describe your feelings as you continue to watch this plant thrive and grow. And as always, I encourage you to share your experiences in cultivating your purposeful and intentional relationship with nature. I would love to hear how your practice is progressing, even some little notes from this specific practice. My email is fromtheoutsidellc@gmail.com, so please feel free to reach out. So a couple of things that have happened since the last episode. I do have a new essay called Magic that was published in late October with Plants and Poetry Journal. The anthology is called Plant People, an Anthology of Environmental Artists. It's volume 3. You can actually see it online for free at www.plantsandpoetry.org. I would love for you to check it out. It's a great, Plants and Poetry puts out some absolutely fantastic, amazing publications. So coming in, starting in January of 2024, I'm going to be offering a monthly series of free 45-minute Zoom workshops. I'm going to be offering them the third Wednesday of the month at both 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern time. It will be the same workshop. I'm just trying to offer a couple of different times that would be convenient for people in different time zones. These workshops will be interactive, so I look forward to connecting with you. The first webinar is January 17th. That Wednesday, offered again at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern, and is called Cultivating a Connection with Nature. You can register on my website, which is www.fromtheoutsidellc.com. So I'm really excited. We'll have different, I'll be posting those up as I get the registrations forms done, and you'll see what's coming up each month if you go to my website. So thank you so much for listening. I encourage you all to venture out to your backyard, a local park, a green space near where you work, and spend a few minutes purposefully and intentionally connecting with nature. Use your whole body. Really integrate into your being what you see, smell, hear, and feel. Spend time with those you love or sit in silence, solitude, and stillness. They are important states of being and nurturing our nature connections. Acknowledge nature's wisdom and role in your life. Nature shows us how beautiful and transformative growth can be. Remember, we are all connected to the source of life and each other. With that said, you can connect with me through my website, www.fromtheoutsidellc.com, or on Instagram, I am Sarah_C_outside. Links to my podcast, website, publications, webinars, and all the things can be found there. Visit my website for upcoming classes in the local community, webinars, latest publications, and details on workshops available for educational settings, professional development, recovery programs, conferences, or any other group. As always, please feel free to reach out. I'm looking forward to season 2 of the podcast, where I'm going to talk about some very exciting things. If you have any topics that you would like me to explore, please, please feel free to email me. Again, it's fromtheoutsidellc@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. So until next time, take care.